91,000 Afghans have fled their villages since the beginning of this year. That's more than twice as many who fled during the same period last year. And the group Refugees International largely blames military operations against the Taliban. But the organization saves its strongest criticism specifically for the Afghan local police and their American and other international backers. The accusation appears in a report the group released today. It comes 1 week after President Obama announced that he's ordering 10,000 U.S. troops home by the end of the year. Lynn Yoshikawa is the lead advocate on Afghanistan for Refugees International. She's in Washington. Lynn, the report that you wrote concludes that the U.S. Congress should withhold payments to the Afghan local police program. What would that accomplish?
Well, the Afghan local police program is set to expand this year. It was originally planned to be at about 10,000 Afghan local police. It's set to triple to 30,000. We are very concerned with that expansion since it has already caused a lot of problems throughout the country, but particularly the north. We heard of abuses that they've perpetrated against the civilian population, like murder, rape, torture, extortion, taxation, not at all different from a lot of the Taliban and other groups out there.
And you interviewed Afghans in Afghanistan to find this out. How did you do the research?
Well, we interviewed displaced people throughout the country. We talked to them about why they left. We weren't necessarily expecting that they would name the Afghan local police as one of the factors for why they're unable to return. But that came up repeatedly. They said that the Afghan local police was the single most destabilizing force in Afghanistan right now.
Can you give us the context of who is protecting the population? Because the Afghan local police is just one echelon of the entire security service in Afghanistan.
Well, in many remote communities, there is no official protection, and that is one of the problems. The ISAF, the Americans, and the Afghan government have had a really difficult time in recruiting and maintaining a police force. In order to shortcut that, they've tried to establish the Afghan local police program, which is trying to recruit people from local villages to be patrolling and to fight insurgents if they are present.
So if they're not present, then what's the alternative? If the U.S. pulls funding out, are Afghan police and the local militias that are folded into the police very often going to stop extorting money or bribing or raping or murdering? It seems like it's a recipe for a situation getting even worse.
Well, in many cases, I mean, they need proper Afghan security forces to be conducting these operations. A lot of these Afghan local police aren't trained. They're maybe getting a couple days training. They're illiterate. They don't have any policing experience. Many of their previous experience has been in militias for different warlords. So they, too, aren't very capable in actually repelling insurgent groups.
Well, there is an understanding among those in the top ranks of Afghanistan, including the man who's likely to come in to replace General Petraeus. This is John Allen, who in fact had a hearing today on Capitol Hill. He and others have said, look, we know that training is lacking. In fact, there's a questionnaire in which he said that the success in Afghanistan is threatened by a significant lack of military trainers and mentoring teams for the Afghan army and police. But again, in terms of an alternative, if there aren't enough right now, what is the sense in cutting off funding for all of them?
Well, you know, we're not military experts in this sense, but certainly what we've heard about the Afghan local police is that, if anything, they're destabilizing the situation. They are making the situation, particularly in the northern region, much more insecure, much more unstable. It's making it much more difficult for displaced people to return to their homes because of the abuses that they're perpetrating.
Lynn Yoshikawa of Refugees International, which has issued a report today calling on the U.S. Congress to withhold payments to the Afghan local police program. Lynn, thank you.
Thank you very much.